up this kind of story.
I presume you want to finish off.
No. We want to continue recording.
Oh, sorry.
Now we want to continue record. This was a fixed text. Mm-hmm. So you read it. And now we'll continue sort of a conversation, ordinary conversation.
Yes.
So if you could still hold it near your mouth.
Yeah.
I'll ask you a couple of questions and then you'll answer. Maybe a couple of them we discussed already, but
yeah.
It doesn't matter. You started telling me about your opinion about the City Lead course, what you felt, and I understood also that you started feeling a lot of different things when you came.
Yeah, I could read that article there a lot easier. Mm-hmm. As I said, before I came on this course, I would never have read that. I would have made any excuse rather than read out loud, you know, to anybody, even my wife. Mm-hmm. I will not read out loud. I just refuse to do it. Mm-hmm. So I do feel a lot easier now about my attitude to speech and my attitude to my speech. I'm not as aware, I think, as I was before.
Mm-hmm. It's good, it's very, very good.
Mm.
Tell me, what is your actual job?
I work as a production controller on a North Sea oil platform. That means I control everything that goes on board the oil platform. How much oil we bring on board, how much of everything, all the control actions that are required. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. So you're actually on the board all the time? It's a ship, it's a big...
And when I say on board, that's just a nautical expression. It doesn't move. It's nailed into the seabed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't move. I've always worked in the oil industry, mm-hmm. Ever since I was 18. So it's just another... It's the same as I've always done, really.
Mm-hmm.
Except I've not always worked with oil, directly with oil, which I do now. Mm-hmm. It's always been in the associated industries.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of all the offshoots you get from the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
The gas and chemicals and various things.
No, it's all right.
Continue.
Yeah. And you like this kind of job? You're willing to continue a couple of more years?
I'm willing to continue. It's I work away from home. I work away for 14 days.
Mm.
Then I'm home for 14 days. I'm reasonably happy doing it, as happy as I suppose any job.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard going away from home.
Yeah.
But once I actually could get into work, it's okay. But it's just hard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But what does I say, once I'm there, I'm there.
Yeah, like we had in the army.
Probably. Is it? Was you in the army?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So we also went for 14 days and then came home for a weekend and went again.
It's hard going back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard.
But once you're back, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's the same with me.
I can remember this feeling.
Hmm.
Tell me, are you married, you have kids also?
Yeah, I'm married. I have three daughters.
Mm.
Do you want their ages?
Yeah.
Age 13. She was just 13 this month. One's 11 and the other one, she's 9.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And you have brothers, sisters?
I have three brothers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you are the oldest?
I'm the third one in age. Mm-hmm. I have one younger and the other's older than myself.
Yeah. And tell me, was it in your family, was there someone that you know of, you heard in the history that used to study?
Never heard of it, no. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one. Mm.
And you know a lot of, you had therapy before?
I imagine when I was about 8 years old, up to about 14, and just about half an hour a week.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to 14, she said, "That's it, you're discharged." And she'd not done anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, in retrospect, I think, you see, when I was 8, I didn't know I had a stammer. I've no doubt my mother noticed it, and in school they must have noticed it. But I never noticed it until I got to secondary school age, which is 11. When I went to secondary school, it just hit me all of a sudden. It was just like an overnight thing. Now, I don't know why, because the school was in the area where I lived, so it was not unfamiliar. I knew boys who went to the school, so I wasn't on my own, you know. I don't know why. It all hit me within the first week of going to secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a school that I wanted to go to. It was not sort of enforced on me. I wanted to go to that school. I don't know why, it just hit me all in 1 week. 1 week I could speak, I was absolutely unconcerned about my speech, and the next week I could hardly speak. Very interesting.
Yeah. the whole pattern of speech was changed immediately. I mean,
Just in the odd few days.
How do you mean? If I was sort of hearing you before this thing and after you became aware of your stutter, so did you your speech really change? The pattern of speech, the physical, what I would hear on objective person.
No, I well, as I say, up to going to that school, I would read out in the class. I would do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I went to this school, I couldn't answer my name. I couldn't repeat my name. Mm. I don't know why. I really don't know. I've analysed this and over again. Nothing happened at home. We didn't move house. Okay, we did move house, but it was about 18 months later. But not when my stammer reared its head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. I really don't. I wish I did.
So this course that you're now going, it's the first time, I mean, it's the first
since I was about 14, yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't know they had therapists, you know, for adults. Mm. I didn't realise they had them for adults. I only hit on this, only by accident.
Yeah?
I just happened to, what's it called, they have an association or something.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten the name of it. They have some national association with stammerers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't advertised. It had an article, actually, on TV. On the local news, like about 6:30 in the evening, you have a local news,
mm-hmm.
and they just happened to mention this, and there's an interview of the leader of this association. They said they're having a meeting in Manchester. Well, I live near Manchester anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the following day, so I went into Manchester, heard what they had to say, and then they referred me. They asked for all our names if we'd not had any therapy. I was referred to a speech therapist near me. She heard me. She said, "I don't think you have a stammer because of all my avoidance." I said, "Well, I can assure you I have got one." And she said, "Well, I will refer you off to this place."